USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The government won't be forced to shut down, at least for a week, after the Senate approved a one-week funding bill. The shutdown was set for midnight tonight. Congress continues to work on a massive full-year spending package. In a solemn speech in the U.S. House of Representatives, Adam Kinzinger slammed MAGA Republicans and said farewell. He was one of only two Republican members on the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit.
Russia has warned that crews running the air defense system will be legitimate targets as well if the system is sent to help Ukraine. The Pentagon is showing no concern. Air Force General Patrick Ryder responded immediately, saying he found it ironic that officials from a country that brutally attacks its neighbor would be provoked with a defensive system that's meant to protect civilians. The Keystone Pipeline is mostly back online, but with shortages caused by the leak are causing some concerns. More from Rich Johnson.
The White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with any possible Keystone issues. At the same time, it's releasing a plan to replenish the reserve, asking for bids from oil companies to sell Uncle Sam up to 3 million barrels. But something new in the government's plan this time, buying all that oil for a fixed price. It could take months or years to refill the reserve, which is at its lowest level in 38 years.
The stage is set for the World Cup final this weekend when Argentina squares off against France on Sunday. Argentina and star player Lionel Messi advanced in the semifinals after crushing Croatia. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With inflation continuing to rise and fears growing, Harvard professor and economist Larry Summers tells MSNBC that a recession is coming, though it might not be as bad as some may expect.
It will not be an especially mild recession, but there's no reason to think it's going to be anything like what happened after COVID or what happened after the financial crisis.
Summers, who served as director of the National Economic Council under President Obama, says the steps that we've taken to expand infrastructure will have benefits. House Democrats are doing just about everything they can to ban former President Trump from holding office again. 40 Democrats have introduced legislation citing parts of the 14th Amendment, which states no one who took an oath to support the Constitution but then engaged in insurrection or rebellion can hold future office. A Washington State man who made more than 400 threatening phone calls left on voicemails for members of Congress is facing federal charges. In Tacoma Federal Court on Thursday, Mark Leonetti was charged with 7 counts of making interstate threats. The 48-year-old man apparently left threatening voicemails to members of both parties over the past 2 years. This is one of the craziest stories that I've ever reported. Apparently, a hippopotamus in Uganda swallowed a toddler whole before spitting the child out. The hippo regurgitated the child after a man threw rocks at him. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.